episode of Couch Cushions. Hey.
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 Everybody. I'm V.
Yeah,
and I'm Justin,
aka Kraken Hater.
Oh no,
I'm sorry, Buoy Lover,
aka Buoy. Oh, you just took mine. Fuck. Aka Devin Booker's biggest fan on the East Coast.
That's right, Justin. That's right, that's me.
And we are the Couch Cushion Crew. Hey.
Off to a hot start.
On our episode today, we are doing Would You Rathers.
Yep.
Your favorite childhood game that you're always like, I want to be picked for this because I want to tell you whether I want to do this or not. So
yes.
Answer the questions in... Or,
yeah. Answer the Would You Rathers in the comments.
Absolutely.
That's why
that's what
here.
You were trying to say, right?
Yep. So I'm going to play questionnaire person today, and we're all going to answer. So the first one... Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know that I want to see 150 years into it. Give me 10 minutes because I don't know that I want to. 150 years, what the fuck are we going to be doing if we're even still here?
I guess that would be the why. Is to see what the fuck would we
I know.
Be doing.
I just don't know that I'd want to know.
Like, what if you look 150 years into the future and you see that it is nothing?
That's what I think it would be. That's why it's just, yeah.
You're like, oh, well, I'm going to give up humanity.
Yeah. Just give me 10 minutes. That way, you know what? Sometimes it's like when you're really hungry and you're like, I want to get to this meal. You know what? I fast forward to the fries or whatever I have in front of my face or whatever I have on my mind. There you go.
How about you, Justin?
I guess the thing is, that depends on what you're doing. Because if we're doing the show, right? Like, if it's 10 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, we'll still be doing the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. True.
Very true.
So, I'll take the 150 years.
Valid point.
If I'm just sitting around at home doing nothing, give me 150 years. Let me see what's going on. I mean, it'll as long as I don't have to stay there, as long as I'm just kind of looking and seeing what's happening, give me that. Because it's not like I'm going to be hanging around looking for the people I love. Because... they'll be long gone.
Yeah.
Very true.
Good point.
I would do the 10 minutes, even though it would seem kind of pointless because, like, 10 minutes is not that far in advance.
I'm telling you, but there's times where that shit would come in clutch.
Like if you got to go pee and you're in the car 10 minutes from home?
Yes. Yeah. That.
Will I make it or will I pee myself? That day at Wawa would have completely changed your entire life.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. The day that I shat myself at 34 years old.
For wondering what happened with that, just check out the Grease Cold Pole podcast. It's literally titled The Day I Shit Myself or something like that.
Yeah. It should be easy to find.
Yep. So next, would you rather? Now, this one's kind of crazy. Would you rather have telekinesis, the ability to move things with your mind, or telepathy, the ability to read minds?
Fuck. Telekinesis would be fun because it would be fun to wreck people.
Darth Vader their ass.
Yeah, like, I also, like, it's... We can do that even without telekinesis. Reading minds would be entertaining. Okay. I think, because you could get to really know motherfuckers. Not that you don't anyway, certain people, but I think it would be fun. It would add a whole other level to, like, if you're somebody that people watches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would add an entirely different level to it. I think that could end up
You could do things from your voyeuristic view that you love.
Yes. Yes.
Horror film junkie.
Yeah.
How about you, Justin? Oh, let me do the proctor How about you, Justin? Even though I have a microphone in my face, I'm going to use my vape as a microphone.
That's all right. It's cooler to be Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
The problem here is you say telekinesis, and the only thing I can think of is Tenacious D. That's telekinesis, Kyle! How about the power to move you? So I'm inclined to go telekinesis because of the D. Mm-hmm.
Pause.
The D.
D.
Yeah, the D. The Tenacious D, even. So I think that's what I'm going to go with, just for ease of answer here.
Telekinesis is the one that moves stuff, or the read minds again? Or no,
telekinesis is you can
move stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I would do telepathy, the reading people's minds, because, like, I just feel like that would be a lot more useful if I, like, I don't know. To me, like, I'll just get up and move. Like, I don't know. If you have the ability to move everything with your mind, I'm going to become extremely lazy and never move.
Well, but I think it would be cool because if
you can just like picture, like, I want a beer from the fridge. I'm not getting up. I'm just going to, you know what?
That would be nice, but it's also like, you know how fun it would be to just like hurl a Chevy Suburban at someone's fucking head.
So I just like to point out that as the proctor, I'm kind of worried about how violent your tendencies are here, sir. This is a chill zone, and you're like, let's just wreck people with my telekinesis. But
that's the only way I would use it for real, is just like you cross paths with a you know, a Pens fan or a Cowboys fan, and yeah.
Do something nasty to
him. Hell out of here.
Telepathy worries me because, like, what if somebody's, like, thinking about you when you walk by? That dude stinks. Or that dude's balding. Or that dude's a fat fuck.
Yeah, well, I'd probably
I don't want that.
A bit. Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
All right. Here's the next one. Ready? Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Jail.
Interesting.
Fucking jail.
I think I'm going coma.
I think I'm going jail because, like, coma, that's an entire decade of shit to process.
Mm-hmm.
In jail, at least you know what's going on, even though you kind of hate your life for, like, 5 years. I mean, although coma, it to everybody else, it's, like, forever, but for you, it's, like, a blink of an eye. So, I don't know.
You just wake up feeling well-rested.
I don't know. What do you think?
Look, you ever seen Shawshank? Jail's not that bad.
Okay, man.
If Morgan Freeman can do it, I can do it too, right?
Yeah, he made a friend. And he hit a box in a bush.
You got a friend in me, literally, because that's what they do in jail.
Yeah, totally. That's a realistic, yeah. You see what the librarian did.
I actually just added Rebel Wilson came out with a movie where she was in a coma from high school, and now she's like, it's 20-something years later, and she woke up from it. I'm going to watch it and see what happens, but it's funny that this comes up because that exact scenario.
Right.
This is a fun one. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Under.
Yeah.
Under. Cheaper.
I don't know that they're saying that that's like you have to worry about money in this case. I would rather be overdressed for everything because when you're underdressed and you're that person at the party, people always look at you like, couldn't put forth the effort.
Well, yeah, but that's more my mentality. Yeah,
look
exactly.
At me.
That's more
Justin
my mentality.
Said, I don't care about your opinions. I see what makes you cheer.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy you don't want to show up to just a fucking.
You're that guy that shows up to a formal event in the tuxedo shirt in this scenario. Just
hockey sweater. That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
no. We're talking like tuxedo t-shirt, like.
Those suck.
I don't know that I could ever do that. There was a time in life where I thought that's a really funny idea, but I'm 42 now. Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm a grown ass man wearing a band t-shirt.
Yes. Valid. Yes.
Valid.
You're never too old for band t-shirts though, dude.
Yeah. I don't.
My wife would disagree, but.
I don't believe that whole stereotype that you're like too old for like certain things. Like I still rock onesies and I'm like 30 years old. Like.
I know, I called you 1ZV last week's episode, and for some reason today I was fucking stumped. Well, it's like, dude, jerseys and like.
Shenanigan Shaman, I like that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I do too. I've heard arguments that like wearing another man's name on your back is like, you grow up. Like.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know what you can also do? You can get your name on the back.
Yeah.
You know what I think is. Name. If we're going to talk childish behavior, and even still, I do this so I can't say anything. The way, like, I love you, but the way you fixate on certain foods, and you eat the entire thing of it. Like it can't be in the house. And then
peanut butter.
He eats an entire jar of peanut butter. I'm just like, but why? And like, I get it, because I have a Reese's in my purse currently that I've been thinking about having the munchies on, to be honest, for the past 20 minutes. But
bring them out.
But anyway, so I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, that's the only thing I can really think that's like, wow, like self-control. But at the same time,
I have none. At one point, we had 3 jars of peanut butter in the house because it was just like, you need a depth chart, because I just grab a spoon and the gallon.
Honestly,
of milk.
We're almost out of peanut butter, and we just bought 2 jars last week.
There was a lot. It's a fucking crisis.
I can be the same way with peanut butter for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot better with it nowadays, but my daughter is the same way with peanut butter as I used to be and as you are.
Shout
currently.
Out her, yes, dude. Because there's times where it's like, what do I want for dinner? And I just literally will pull out the jar of peanut butter, the jug of milk, and the spoon, and just sit down and be like, fuck it. Here we go. It's so good.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I'm supposed to read off another one. I'm being a great host today. Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories?
Sight.
Memories. Memories.
So I don't give a fuck about
memories.
Any.
Most of them are cheeks. The only one I would be bummed to lose offhand would be Super Bowl 52. That one would be a heartbreaker. But I don't to not see
the day you met me.
I was gonna say the look on V's face. You may want to rethink that one.
So I got another one for us if we're doing that. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Wait, what now? You didn't answer, though. You're mad at me because I said I didn't want to remember our memories, but you didn't answer. So
I was going to say lose sight.
But you wouldn't be able to see. Well, actually, you know what? Be able to not see me, because then I can eat all the peanut butter in the house and it doesn't fucking matter.
It's okay. You're not going to remember it anyway.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, I guess if you can't make new memories.
True. This is true. Yeah.
That one seems like you've dug a hole, friend.
This conversation
I can't get you
is
going to
go on past this episode, yeah. I feel like.
I can't get you out of that one, friend. Sorry.
No, It's all good.
So anyways,
I dig these holes sometimes.
So would you rather find true love or wait, what did it say? Hold on. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
I love how you're looking at me to see my answer. You know what? I'll say this, since I've already found option number one, give me the lottery in a year.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey.
I'm already in love, so I learned from the last
question.
It's already been found.
You learned from the last
question.
What about you?
I'd rather win the lottery.
Okay.
I was going to say find the lottery, but that didn't make sense.
Yeah. I'll combine the two.
Give us $3 million. We'll buy a studio, folks.
So, oh, yeah.
So we
we
got time for 2 more. So let's see. Would you rather... No. Would you rather... No.
Huff a vape into a live mic.
Okay, here you go. Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping, or always forget the one thing that you needed when you go to the store?
We do both of these constantly. So, I mean... Yeah.
I would be infuriated. I would rather buy 10 things I don't need, because if I go to the store and I forget that thing I need, I get so irritated with myself.
Mm-hmm. Same. Because it's like, fuck, I got to go back. Yeah, give me the unnecessary shit, because we'll still find something to use the unnecessary shit for.
Yep, it'll get used. It'll get eaten, whatever it is.
100%. Well, unless it's veggies.
I got one.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Why?
Of course, why does there have to be vomit involved? Like, why?
So the first
chaos.
The first layer of this is who's you have to figure out who your hero is.
Why vomit? Why? Someone's got weird fetishes that came up. Oh, I got a good one I can add to it. I don't hero, man. Like it. I don't know that. Like I'm 34. I don't know that I.
Would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach under your bed? Like, what?
Rat in the kitchen.
Oh, no, roach in your bed.
No,
yeah.
Rat in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Rat in the kitchen. So I'm going to just punt that motherfucker.
Yeah. I would rather find a rat in the kitchen all day, every day. Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button on your life?
Ooh, that's a good one to end on.
Yep.
Um,
be kind. Please rewind. Shut up, Blockbuster.
I think Corey would like to rewind to about like 3 minutes ago and re-answer that one.
That's why I'm going rewind.
Worst part is because I'm inebriated right now. I completely forgot, but Justin reminded me.
No.
That's all right. Let's give it another 3 minutes and hope that it happens again.
And yeah, yeah. So
here, hit your vape. Hit your vape. Hit your vape.
We call it the forget pen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, God. That's actually... My inclination is to go with pause because my brain is never slow enough. Mm. So like I oftentimes probably could use a, all right, hit pause. Let me actually think about the options here.
Yeah.
I don't know because rewind implies regret and I'm a man who likes to live life without regret. So I think I got to go pause here.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys, this is going to be a weird one. Okay, wow. I you can tell that I definitely have done... Okay, anyway. So
done the thing that the pot is.
So yes, anyway, yes.
At least one of us.
My response would be, rewind. But not because I regret. This is coming from the girl who has locked herself out of her house 3 times in the past week.
Yeah. Literally, dude.
I've had to break into the house so many times that I'm kind of worried about our system here. Like...
Yeah, she texted me the other day.
I'm outside.
I was at the day job, and she was like, I fucking did it again. And I'm like,
okay. Corey, I'm outside.
I'm like,
and he's like, what am I supposed to do behind the car? So yeah. He's just like,
well, I'm at work without a car.
Well, the reception there is kind of cheap.
Well, not just that. I have his keys. So the only keys that possibly might be had are relying on a 13-year-old who probably doesn't have his keys with him. Mm. So I had to break into the house. Yeah. And I was very proud of myself because I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, I had to do like sketchy shit to do it. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, you did. You were successful.
So yes, rewind. It's not that I regret things. But
you regret leaving the keys in the house.
Well, the worst part was I...
fucking twice.
No, there's like, if you look on the video of it happening, I literally close the door and go, fuck. Because I see the car and I'm like, I didn't check for the key. But yeah, or like the fact that I constantly like, I don't know, like do random shit that I forget about. And I'm like, see, this rewind button would help here. So.
Yeah, there's arguments to be made for both, for sure. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good one.
So you said rewind too? Or did you say pause? I don't remember. That also
rewind.
Is because you kept pushing the pen on me because you didn't want me to forget the thing you said. I'm not
right.
Gonna forget.
That's why I initially said rewind button.
Yeah.
That was my initial thought. I started leaning more towards pause, but I'll stick with rewind because that's what my gut initially told me. Always stick with your gut.
I'm also gonna point out the cheap cop out too. You could just rewind that moment over and over again.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't think about that either. Or what if you left everyone else in pause and you kept moving? You could pause
like
and you could
like
click.
The episode Rick and Morty where they pause the entire world for like a whole year and they just kind of do whatever the hell they want.
I'm going to get violent again. You could pause, right? And you could just take your nemesis and place him in front of a moving bus.
Oh, God.
And then unpause and it becomes fucking Pet Cemetery in this bitch.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Like, Rick and Morty, when the dude was falling off the roof, and they paused, and they're like, oh, we forgot to put a mattress under that dude. That's crazy.
Can you imagine just the, like, the sheer, like, joy of just seeing the look on their face when you unpause, and they go, oh shit. And they just...
Or, like, you unpause, and you're just standing there, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're just sitting there firing off heaters.
So I love how Justin and I are like, remember the good times. Corey's like, for murder.
Yeah, I'm leaning into this. I'm leaning into this.
I'm really worried about this because are you planning to murder people that I don't know about?
No.
This is like the third time you've referenced this.
No, it's well, I'm leaning in. I just saw Terrifier 2, so I'm just Art the Clown is my hero now, and I would like for him to vomit on me.
As long as you're not vomiting on him, that's
cool. I wouldn't want to do that. It wouldn't phase him. He's got bloody teeth.
All right, well, this has been our 20 minutes of fun.
Yeah,
what
hit that
would
subscribe.
You rather?
Yes.
Tell us your responses. Tell us what you would do, because honestly, argue us down. Tell us our responses were terrible. And
use
if you
that
have,
fucking comment
if you have,
section.
You know, like, you conspirize with murderous thoughts with Corey if you want in the comment section. Whatever you want to do. You know, it's the Halloween episode.
This show is going to get us so much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not serious. Anyway, so have fun, stay positive, stay tuned, and stay stoned.
Yeah.